Okay, here we are. We're live on Spreaker, Fringe Radio Network, and many other platforms. Thank you for joining us. Join us, all of our links at spiritwarsmedia.com. Join the spiritual forces of the end time. The lands in which we are being demonetized, deplatformed. But we're not afraid because, you know what, if they even try to totally delete everybody off of all the platforms, all you have to do is get a torrent program and get a list of friends, like a newsletter, and then develop a torrent system that would enable us to continue to share the shows. In fact, I'm thinking about doing this for the feed over at fringeradionetwork.com. All you need to do is get a feed like that, download it, boom, put it in a torrent. Anybody with a torrent can download all those shows. No matter what the enemy tries to do to demonetize, deplatform, whatever, we can do that. We do have a Patreon, so we're thankful for that. Thankful for the people that have joined us there. And I'm just going to kind of go through a lot of recent events because it's been a while since we went on a live transmission. I had the very great honor of interviewing Holly Baglio, who's watching. Hi. And hello, Tracy Mihalek. We need to get your next. You're next. We're going to get you live. Currently, we're recording our interviews off air. I had the chance of talking with Basil of the Canary Cry radio show, and I almost got on the show today, and it just the timing was just a little bit off, but we'll be doing a show on the Joyspiracy Theory podcast, a really fun podcast you can also download from the Fringe Radio Network. So we're talking about the biblical evidence of how the enemy is trying to deplatform people. Yes, and Tracy Mihalek says, wowza, we need an SOP now to move into this. Standard operating procedure. You see how smart I am? I even got that. Hola and amen, Tracy and Tracy and Bryce, and bless you. And that was the same Tracy, by the way. A lot of media input and intel and platforms. It's difficult to keep up with everything. There's so much going on. If anybody hears us on YouTube, let us know if YouTube is coming in clear. This will be just about a half an hour broadcast today. We came back from Maui the other day, so you can check out some of the videos from Spirit Force YouTube channel. Just some of the live streams we did from there. Joining up with the Bashams. It's important to meet family, to work with them. And my wife and I, obviously, we're expecting. It's a girl, just so you know. You didn't hear that anywhere but here. And it's exciting because despite the attacks, despite the enemy's attempt to try to derail everybody, the kingdom of God and true family and lovers of liberty, lovers of innocence and justice, they never stop. I've been on a lot of shows recently, and we're reaching out to a lot of people, and I will tell you this, there are lurkers, there are trolls, there are people who, a lot of them are imprisoned under false pretenses. The enemy loves to take people and use them as cannon fodder. And I say this very sadly, that I've watched brethren and sistren just derange themselves with the hatred, with becoming so bitter that they will try to rip down anybody else who is trying to promote the message. And the message is the gospel, the fact that Jesus Christ died for us, that we have won the battle already. Through Jesus, we have the victory. It's just a matter of keeping the faith and spreading that faith and not becoming a hypocrite, not becoming one of the generation of vipers, which Jesus spoke about. And we have it right here, by the way, just by accident. Matthew 23, you serpents, generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, wise men, scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. That means, say, like, you're a family from Norway that's been also persecuted by the cult, the Children of God, the Family International people there. And the people who are there continuing to get free cheese donations and other things, which I was personally a partaker of until we found that there was abuse happening. And the people who are continuing to try to protect children, protect just the freedom, liberty to continue their life for God, are now being dragged to court by missionary so-called people from that group, that cult, that would just persecute them. The day I was married here in Hawaii, I had people from that cult also threatening to sue us, to send my wife messages of like, well, congratulations on your marriage. Yeah. Well, guess what? Jesus told us we should sue you. So get ready for some lawsuits. Literally, I have evidence of all of this stuff. I mean, incriminating evidence that would destroy their base that has already destroyed it, but they're just hiding and lurking from the shadows. That kidnapped my daughter. Not kidding. My daughter, Kaya Basham, still being held captive by people in that cult. And they go on. And it's the same spirit that's attacking Trump right now that we see going after InfoWars and the Liberty Movement. And it's just everywhere. So they are taking hold of the engine of Twitter, Google, Facebook, and trying to say, like, friends that we have in Kingdom Talks, Gil Hodges, Berlin, Newbie, I just got an email from her. They just had some of their podcasts censored in the last 10 minutes. I'm telling you, like, hot off the griddle, what's happening right now in the spirit war. And the spirit force, which I don't consider something that I really own or control, although I came up with the name, as far as I know. It's people like Holly Baglio, people that were in the darkness and have come out and are trying to inspire people. So thank you, Errol. Congratulations, too. You know, Allison's pregnant, too. She's having a baby girl. That's also public knowledge. So now the Basham family has 6 granddaughters. Amazing. It's so cool that you were visiting Haley and Brandon. We have to connect up with them. That is really exciting. And this is honestly, I am so excited about the future. I'm pretty sure that we're having a girl because Kaya was like the last time I was able to talk to her before her captors cut off all communications. We're like, Daddy, give me sisters. I need sisters. Make sure Mommy Jennifer gives me sisters. So that's probably what happened right there. So we have sisters coming. So Kaya Basham, guess what? Your daddy loves you and we're getting sisters. Sisters on the way. Anyway, I want to kind of change gears here a little bit. We're going to finish this scripture of that these enemies of the truth, these people that really masquerade themselves as the truth givers. You know, I mean, Jesus is talking to, guess who? The missionaries of his day. The Family International, the Norbert Myers, the Crystal Quos, the people that are under their control, the people like Carolina Cop and other weirdos that go around suing friends. And you blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel, woe unto you, you ex-missionaries, you hypocrites, well, scribes and Pharisees. You make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within, full of extortion and excess. You know, using your outside picture to get money, but then you're going to go out and you're going to actually sue people, and you're going to go and harass and abuse and maim. And because you've studied the court system and you think, well, we could get away with this. It's the same thing that they're doing to Trump. It's the same exact spirit. But these people are so stupid that, honestly, they're also digging a deep grave for themselves. And God allows Satan to hang himself by, like, here's some more rope, here's some more rope, here's some more rope. And eventually, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres. That's graves, which indeed appear beautiful outward. Look, we're helping orphans in blah 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 country. It's somebody else's mission work. Look at me, I'm giving some food to them. It's food that you just took from somebody else. And it's like, you look righteous unto men within, full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness within, full of hypocrisy, iniquity. This is the Catholic Church too. We're talking to the whole spirit. We're not really going after one specific single person. A lot of people are going to be convicted by this because a lot of people are doing this. A lot of people will sell out their family for a Harley, and I'm talking to a lot of people, not just one. But it's a spirit, and you know what? If you're one of those people, there's always forgiveness. Just stop doing it. You know, it's like the people that are like, well, doesn't God say you're supposed to forgive? And then you're like, yeah, sure, I forgive you. I got one. And then they sue you again. Or in other governments where there isn't really a freedom to even say anything, they send you to the gulag. You know what I mean? So this is what we're dealing with here. And blessings, Holly. Blessings. Errol says he'll be there in October to see Allison. Awesome. Hey, Adam. Hey, Joanna. Hey, Sabine. Cool. Cool to have friends. Hey, Mark Grande. Love you, bro. Aloha to you. So, this is the thing. Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. Matthew 23. People that say, well, if we'd been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, wise men, scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, and whom you slew between the temple and the altar. So you see, Jesus is speaking to a specific spirit here. He's like, this is the generation of vipers. He identifies the spirit. He's like, this, you're identifying yourself with that spirit that slew the prophets. So there you go. I mean, it's very simple. Hello, Joanna. Hello, Sabine. Oh, we've already said hello to you. They might be gone, but bless you anyway. Bless anybody who pops in here. And here's the thing. The truth is so good. Like, oh my gosh. Like, if you have the truth, if you find out who you are in God and what God has for you and what he's prepared for you, it is so huge. I mean, he just has endless goodness for you to progress and to step into the future. We just talked to Holly Baglio. I think I see her still listening. And we're going to post that very soon. But it's literally, and let me just tell you guys what we talked about a little bit. I mean, we talked about off-planet experiences and the whole Black Awakening that Russ Dizdar is discussing, that there is going to be a generation, an army of satanic super soldiers, which she was being trained to become a part of. And they put you in these programs and they send you in weird trips. And whether it's in the body or out of the body, I don't know. But they have a lot of people who believe that they were on these secret missions. And frankly, it's hard for me to say that I can't at least tell you that they themselves believe they were on this. And there's a good chance that our government has off-planet stuff going on. Except it's not, let's send Neil Armstrong to the moon to plant an American flag on there as a symbol and then come back with a couple moon rocks or the Mars rocks or wherever. It's not like that. And that was more than that. Let's just say that the moon mission, there was a lot more going on. But it's like literal evil, satanic, weird, twisted stuff that they're utilizing the power of life extension technology, of body regrowth. So if you have an arm ripped off by a reptilian controlled hybrid mantoid gray species clone twisting of grandma. I don't know. There's some weird stories out there. That they can literally regrow your arm. They have that technology. They're not releasing it to us because they're using it. And guess what they do with cloning technologies? They clone you and take your consciousness and put it in a child and let you get ripped apart by wolves in a cage. That's the kind of stuff that they're using cloning for. It's just for your information. Because they are literally high off the blood of the innocents. And this spirit that's possessing the people in the religious groups that we see, whether that's pure imagination or not, it doesn't matter, or if that's really happening, which there's a chance that it is, that is the same spirit that is sucking off the energy of the innocents. You need to pray for our friends around the world who have been fighting to just serve God from a pure heart. And rather than people that are Christians are suffering wrong, which most Christians do. I mean, myself included, I have not ever sued anybody, believe it or not. And I'm frankly, apparently, eventually, probably going to have to, because the evil is getting so bad. And as long as we have a free country, we should file the at least the evidence and the disturbing things that is happening in our vicinity. But it's really the court system down here only takes you so far. The court system in heaven is where we need to file all our lawsuits first. Bring before the throne of God a man who goes around and seduces married women to break apart marriages, and then who calls himself a prophet. Take that before the throne of heaven. Watch what happens to that person's ministry. Watch them kind of disassemble, and it's sort of like a long process, kind of like Avengers 2, where you have that that demonic AI kind of slowly disintegrate. They're talking about destroying Facebook. Facebook, if they ever tried to take down Facebook, it would be this nasty, long, drawn out process of the dissolution of a monopoly of a disgusting narcissist. It's people that obtain this much power. This is why you don't want to give anybody this much power. They, at some point, they look into the dark crystal of Sauron and they become a possession of Luciferian energy, and they become drunk on the idea that they have all this power and that they're now invincible. And then they have to be disassembled, and it's an ugly process. And we're dealing with that worldwide. It's happening everywhere. It's happening in Europe. There was a huge win against the European Union in the last few days. I don't know if you were paying attention, but it looks like the European Union is finally losing its stranglehold. The Bilderberg project is going on right now. The meetings, the Bilderberg group, they're discussing how they can destroy the Brexit. The Britain is trying to get out of the British people don't want to be in the EU, period. They're trying to get out of it. And the funny thing is, it's like you look at a wicked city like London and they want to stay in, but all the people want to get out. So you have a city like London where there's people that go around beheading people on the street with machetes because they've invited so many Muslims in that are not the nice Muslims, which I have nice Muslim friends, but they're bringing the weaponized terroristic ones in. And what do you expect? Well, of course there's people everywhere getting shot and stabbed, and now they're trying to outlaw knives. So, I mean, it's like if you went swimming in the deep waters, which we went to Maui and we got back yesterday. It was beautiful. Man, it was so gorgeous. Or the day before yesterday, sorry. There was a guy that got killed by a shark. A tiger shark killed him, bit off his leg, ripped him apart. He washed up dead on the beach. You know, he just went out swimming a little bit too far. If I was going to do that, I would maybe want to bring a spear gun. Like, am I allowed to at least, if I'm going to go swimming where it's just this beautiful coral reef, but yeah, there's tiger sharks. Like, yeah, there's predators. Can I just at least have a spear gun? Just in case a tiger shark wants to bite my leg off, can I just please have something to defend myself? No, if you live in London, you are just bait for the sharks. You're bait for this. So, but your best defense, honestly, is staying close to Jesus, maintaining your strategic positioning in the spirit realm with him. And that is the number one thing. Hot retarded chicks, I'm not talking about you.
No spear gun for you. Kingdom Equipping Center's watching our YouTube live streams? Broskies!
Well, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Our YouTube channel is a pitiful mess right now. It is really a library of information. It's been demonetized indefinitely. YouTube contacted us. So never trust YouTube and Google. Don't trust them. Get stuff outside of there. Support us on Patreon. Everything's on spiritworstmedia.com. Thank you, guys. So we have Berlin Newbie on Facebook. Hey. Adam says, whoa, one of the churches and their man-made idols. Yes, sir. Good comment. True knowledge of the spirit will always dwell within. Very true. And that's what our focus is on, is the spirit, is getting into the spirit. I spent the entire morning listening to Mike Parsons, his YouTube channel, and boy, I'll tell you, he has some incredible teachings on there, because my dreams were like, boom. Like, I was in a kind of a war against people trying to break into our house, and people, look, hot retarded chicks, your message is held for a review. Google Maps is retarded. I had to push a button to allow that message to show. Berlin's on YouTube. Cool. So, it is you, Kingdom Equipping Center, run by Berlin. Thank you. You're so sweet to give us more views. That is so kind. I think we've come to the bottom of the barrel where we have to ask people to have multiple accounts just to give us more views. It's not about the more views, though, guys. It's about the spirit. It's about the energy of the prayers. It's about that one guy. Hot retarded chicks again. How dare you call Google retarded? Held for review. What if I choose to hide that? Or maybe it's because it's on all caps. But that's the thing. You give Google too much power, they do that. Berlin says we need to be bolder in standing up for ourselves. We're known for just being the doormat. That's right, Christians. But yes, heavenly court first. Amen. Tracy Mihalek is glad that I brought something up. I brought a bunch of things up. Adam, the human courts are run by Satan. Yep, the adversary of heaven. That's why we need to use the heavenly courts more. You know, when you pray, when you go into the spirit, you have access to God's courts and you can literally get stuff done. And when you try to, even if you have a million gajillion dollars and you have a God complex, like the liberal Democrats, like they thought, well, we're going to spend $100 million to try to get Trump maimed. All they ended up doing was wasting tens of millions and probably hundreds of millions of dollars, and the damage that it's inflicted on the American people just for a hoax, just to cover the butts of the Democrats. And this is not the Democrats of yesteryear. This is like a weird mutated kind of spawn of some, I don't know what it is, but it is very, very dangerous for our country to be giving any more energy to a system like that. I agree with Michael. I think his name probably sounds something. What's his name? The Jewish radio talk show host from New York that lives in San Francisco. My gosh, I was just listening to him. Anyway, not having a two-party system would be the best. We need to move into that. It's very, very destructive to have a two-party system. Both systems are pretty bad, but the Democrats basically got, I don't know, taken over by aliens or something. It's literally as though aliens are taking over our country, because the level of weirdness is so crazy. The pro-abortion, the pro-death spirit that's everywhere, it is out of control. And they're getting worse. And I don't know what to say except
We need to have more people out there getting involved politically. We should not be leaving this in the hands of a couple people, which are obviously just high, or they're just supercharged by demonic energy. Maybe that system has failed, like Michael something said. Forgot his last name. But Savage, Michael Savage. But yeah, hello, Simon Peter is watching, and from Taiwan is watching too. Bless you. Kingdom Talks wasn't allowed on your own timeline. Well, Kingdom Talks is doing a great thing. That shows that Kingdom Talks is actually effective. That you get banned off YouTube, Google, Facebook is not something to cry about. Secure Team 10, their YouTube channel was just demonetized, almost deplatformed, partly because they were promoting Alex Jones stuff. So look at that. Like, if you have a system that has so complete control, they're like, everything Alex Jones, pro Alex Jones, InfoWars must die. And then Secure Team 10 has been reporting on these UFO sightings of late. Very good channel. They were just deplatformed, essentially. We can't be in this for money, guys. This is a missionary, a faith journey. To go online and to talk faith means you're putting a big fat red target on your head. And when I started doing this, guess what? They came after me too. First, they used weak people in my family. Then they extended it to their friends. And now, instead of me being crazy, it looks like they're doing this to, like, most of us. So, guess what? We're ahead of the times. But only God knows what to do. Only God has the big plan. We need to get in touch with God. We need to work with Him. So, we need to continue the shows, find more platforms, build more podcasts. Spreaker is a great platform. It looks like we've got Spotify right now. We've got other platforms. But they're going to continue to come after you on all the mainstream ones. And guess what? This is what we were trained for. This is what was prophesied in the Bible. Jesus talked about judgment coming on the false wicked ones that come after the true righteous and try to stop the truth getting out there. Only fake truth. Only fake news. But not the real truth, not the real perspective of revelation. And we can talk about that for a few minutes here, too. That's a series that I put out a lot of videos about that I just focus on reading through the book of Revelation. But it's a big topic, and we need to keep that in mind as we continue to share the truth. HRC says, Google is here to protect your innocent eyes from dirty words. Michael Bagel, Michael Savage. Amen. Yes, God is going to kick Google's butt. So I don't even want to date the show by talking about them too much. And just because you said that, HRC, it now says zero people are on YouTube watching us, even though we have you at least, I think, sometimes. Loyal, blessed brother, thank you. And I want to thank Aaron V. Cox too, Naked Hot Tub Politics, very awesome YouTube channel. A lot of us, you know, when we network, we don't realize the power that we have by cross-pollinating our audiences, our network content. It's an important thing. All right, so I'm going to just continue in the Word a little bit, just because people don't even realize the Bible has talked about this for a long time. And when you realize that it's not just a conspiracy theory, but it's been spoken of for generations, that there will be the wrath of God in the future. That the basic outline of the book of Revelation is there's going to be seven scrolls after the four beasts and the four horse riders. There are going to be seven scrolls, seven trumpets, and seven vials of wrath. The seven scrolls are kind of preparing us into the tribulation trumpets. The seven trumpets are the period of time where it's like a duke showdown between the dragon's people and the bride. And at the last trumpet, the bride is evacuated in the rapture after many, many tribulations. So expect tribulations, expect heartache and battle. Finally, there after the rapture, there are seven vials of wrath, and one of those is the Battle of Armageddon, and God starts to inflict great judgment on the earth, especially on the beast system. But most people die. And then there is a final battle between Jesus and his followers, who are probably battle ready. I would include Holly Baglio and Tracy Mihalik and anybody else that really believes in God, has a walk with God every day, calling on him as a part of that army. But finally, after that, there is the establishment of Jesus's kingdom on the earth. And then there is peace at last. And we get to clean up the earth for 1,000 years of peace. And you, if you are according to your faithfulness, because Jesus isn't going to show up and be the fix-it guy for every city on the planet. He is going to look for a few good men from every region, from every area, to be governors. To literally say, look, you were faithful with this, this, and this. Now you're faithful and you're in charge of this, this, and this city. All right, that's the level of, because he's watching you right now, not as the NSA developing a file, a database to sue you with and try to throw horrible things at you and destroy your family and try to rip down your sanity. No, he's developing a file on you based on every little good thing that you do, including giving a cup of coffee to somebody who needs it. Well, that's my version. It's actually a cup of water. Because you are faithful in a little, now I will make you faithful over much. That's where we're going. And this is just straight Bible, all right? This is not anything from a cult, although maybe I did learn a lot of Bible when I was in a cult. That was the good part. My mom always said, Michael, why did you join a cult? And then I'm like, I don't have to, Mom. But Jesus told me to. I have to. And then, and I have miracles surrounding that. I mean, randomly meeting people from thousands of miles away in random stoplights in the middle of nowhere. I mean, Jesus set this up completely. I believe I joined the family at that point of time, 2004, to reach into and to grab that which was precious and pull it out from the control of a lot of pedophiles, a lot of evil people that really were pedophiles. And are still being controlled by pedophiles, like Stephen Meyer or Norbert Meyer, who's continuing as a thief to try to hurt innocents, sick people, and people that hold my daughter too. And these are just like programmed AI monsters. They don't even know what they're doing. They think that they're doing the right thing, but they're literally fulfilling the Bible, and they're forsaking their mantles, their ability to be these custodians of the planet. I keep jumping ahead of myself. In the last few minutes, I want to just paint a picture of where we're going. Jesus says, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. What are your garments? Are they the fake garments of fake religiousness? No. When you step into the reality of being clothed with his righteousness, which is the blood of Jesus, which is what he did for us. All of us are filthy sinners, whatever, doomed to hell without his blood covering us. We're not going anywhere. But with him, when we get through this end time, which is just a blip on the radar, trust me, it's going to be hard, whatever. You know, death is hard. So is life. So is birth. It's part of everything. But a woman, for the joy of that which is birthed, is willing to go through the birth. And my wife is pregnant, very pregnant. Baby's healthy. Pray for our baby. We're deciding on a name. She had a situation, a cyst burst, which is something that happens. It's not really that dangerous, but it's very painful. And she went through a lot of pain, more pain even than childbirth, they say. So God bless her. And she just was worried about the baby. That's how great of a mother my wife is. That's how an awesome woman she is. That is the spirit, I hope, of the true bride of Christ. They're just worried about their babies. We're just worried about the continuation of the message and of getting this out there. Not, oh, did I lose it? Did I get a wrinkle? Like most people.
she is that kind of a woman. The bride should be that kind of woman. If you are, if you're concerned for the sheep, the little lambs, the little babies of Jesus, you will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. And that 1,000 years point is just because at the end of the 1,000 years, there'll be one last time where Satan is released for a short time to tempt the nations so that the earth goes through one last purge. Hopefully it's not too long. And then the earth is recreated and the New Jerusalem comes and lands on the earth. And then it's space time. Then it's like major, like this planet becomes an interplanetary capital for all of space. A center point for the kingdom of God throughout the universe. Whether or not there are other planets that have kingdom colonies or civilizations, I do not know. It's probable. It's highly probable. But I do not know that God has sent his son to suffer and die and bring this level of regeneration and holiness and authority on any other world. I don't think that's what happens. Not really something that I can imagine right now. But we're going to find out that God has a big plan for us. And we're going to go to space. And we're going to go to other planets. And we're going to go to other star systems. And science is beginning to realize and reach these things. They're starting to prove, last few minutes, they're starting, because of the new radar system and the F-15 or whatever fighters, the fighter jets in the Navy and the Air Force, they are now basically able to identify, they call them UAVs, but they're basically UFOs, unidentified aerial vehicles. What's the difference between an aerial vehicle and a flying object? I guess they're just sure that it's a vehicle and not an object, whatever. Aerial sounds better than flying. Stupid. They're just trying to use that kind of doublethink talk to get your mind away from the age-old UFOs are invading. They're finally admitting the existence of spacecraft. This is mainstream news this week. And the pilots describe them as like spherical objects with a cube inside. And the way that they move and the way that some of them transform and do these weird things, it's literally like CGI. That's how they, that's the only way they can explain them. Something that goes 30,000 miles per hour and then stops and then reverses direction, that would kill everybody aboard. They're the size of airline jets, spherical in nature or like tubes in nature. Very interesting. So that's where we're headed. We're dealing with this stuff, I believe, and from my knowledge and experience and research and time listening to this stuff and engaging with it, it is very hyper spiritual. So it's time to get hyper spiritual. It's time to get into Jesus. It's time to seek and search and reach out for his kingdom and let him show you what is real and what is a lie. And he will show you. Amen, Berlin, ruling and reigning galaxies, baby. Oh, yeah. Esther Rainey, hi. Praise God. Okay. We're going to be right back. We'll be back in the next few days. We're going to be live with Let's Get Jacked Up tomorrow. And the day after that, William Ramsey, the attorney. He's going to interview me. We're going to talk Aleister Crowley and G.K. Chesterton. So thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We love you. Hallelujah. Lots of big things. Bryce Oglesby, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has any mind conceived. Yes, the things that God has in store for us. Adam Starseed, every generation will experience a time of judgment. Yep. Every generation is love. Christ's love. The balance of the multiverse. Yeah, I was tempted to say that, Adam. You said what I wanted to say. Bless you, Adam. Continue your awesome channel. Everybody subscribe to like everybody's channels in here. We have awesome people listening in. Gotta run. Too big of a picture to even cover in 1 hour. That's why we need to start doing like 2, 3, 4, 5 hour shows. Not kidding. And with you guys taking the helm, I would just hand the mic to anybody else that I could, you know. And that's basically what the Fringe Radio Network has. So go over there, subscribe to all the shows to the network, take a gander. And we're going to be on Basil of Canary Cry Radio Basil of Gons, the Joyspiracy Theory podcast. We're going to be on that podcast soon. He's doing a show right now, which I almost got on. Can't. But, yeah, man, it's so exciting. I'm so excited. As Kaya would say, oh, I'm so excited. Pray for Kaya Basham. Pray for justice. Pray for everybody around the world. And God bless you. Peace. Peace out, broskies.